Reporters in Georgia say they've seen several dozen Russian military trucks heading north toward the border, but they've not seen any heavy military equipment or artillery pieces on their way out. Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman says he has only seen the media reports about movements around a key Georgian town and is not convinced this is the beginning of the full withdrawal Russia has promised to make.
There is reports of some movement out of Gori, and we're going to have to see whether or not that is the beginning of a true withdrawal or if this is some sort of token effort designed for you and others to report on. We'll see. I think it's too early for us to determine whether or not this is really the Russians committing to withdrawing their forces.
Russia's president signed the ceasefire and withdrawal agreement on Saturday, and U.S. officials say Russian troops should have already largely withdrawn. Whitman also says U.S. officials have complained to Russia about the taking of several U.S. military vehicles from the Georgian port of Poti. The jeep-like Humvees were awaiting shipment out of Georgia after being used in a training exercise. Whitman says the issue remains unresolved. The Pentagon spokesman also reports the U.S. humanitarian airlift to Georgia has delivered a total of 240 metric tons of aid, mainly medical supplies, tents, bedding, and food. Also on Tuesday, a State Department spokesman said Turkey has agreed to allow two U.S. Navy ships and one from the Coast Guard to transit into the Black Sea to deliver larger quantities of aid. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.